Really as a player that keeps getting better. Obviously he's got great stature, unbelievable measurables, but really has grew and got better as the season went on last year. I was playing a little different style of defense, and we'll ask him to play here, so he'll have an opportunity, I think, to use his athleticism a little bit more and continue to learn the game and grow. But had productivity, both as rushing the passer, doing what they ask him to do in their running game. And then obviously one of the things that Darren Simmons got so excited about is his knack for being able to block PAT and field goal attempts. So a really tremendous athlete, and has obviously the great story that comes with him. So, but I think Jay and Mike Zimmer are here, and they can answer more of your questions. You have any for me?
You ever recruited or drafted
no.
No,
there was obviously some unique stories this year with players. Three of them, these international guys, and at least three or four, I guess, maybe even so. But this was one of them, and where his story was unique, and just trying out for the football team and going from there. So it's not something he's obviously grown up doing all his life. So we got some more growth to do, and we've had great. We've had a great record. Mike and Jay have done a nice job of taking some guys and really keep them pointing in the right direction, some of the guys we have up front on the defensive line, and really getting the most out of them. And we hope to do the same thing with Marcus.
One of those situations like last year where you took the D tackle in the second round, you can bring him along and develop him.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously doesn't have to roll out there as a first-day starter. But it'd be a great experience. He goes into a great room. He's a guy that comes in here from the college campus, and he goes in. There can't be a better spot to go into with veteran players and learn how to work and how to do things. So this guy fits the mold of the guys we've taken thus far as well. He's just a tremendous hard worker, and that's important to us.
Is he raw with his background in terms of coaching?
I don't know if the word is raw. I think, they're playing a different style of defense at SMU than we'll play here. He was playing more as a inside two-gap, 4-5 technique player there, and a little different responsibilities and so forth, and playing blocks and so forth, and we'll ask him to do. So I think we'll be able to, pull more of his athleticism out and let that show in his play more than sometimes he was able to do there until he got into pass situations.
Use the expression unbelievable measurables. 6'8", 275, 4'6", speed, 38 reps. I mean, is this one of the most athletic freaks that you've ever seen?
And no doubt, and very impressive person in person too. So another quality guy when you sit there and talk with him in person. Obviously this guy is he's a little bit mature being 27 years old. But he's seen a lot. He's got some skins on the wall, so that's good that way. So it's important to him, and so that's big as well.
Dern's had to be happy not only with Hunt, but Bernard too, what he's done in the return game.
Right. Yeah. I think he's been a guy that's been productive back there. Has done more punt returns, hasn't done as many kickoff returns, but he's been a productive returner. Okay. I'll let the other guys come on up.
All right, go ahead.
You guys ever, in your travels, come across a guy like this with the Eastern European background and
no.
Different things that he's done?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Next question.
Marvin talked about how SMU's defensive style is different, and you guys will ask him to do different things. Just what are the different things you'll have him do?
Well, he was actually playing a two-gap on the offensive tackle most of the time, and he'd be playing defensive end for us. Like Marvin said, he's got tremendous athletic ability. I hate to say he reminds me of Michael Johnson a little bit when he came out, but Michael Johnson wasn't as productive at Georgia Tech as he is now, and he had great measurables also, maybe not as good as Marcus does, but he is a, I mean, when you meet him and talk to him, he is a first-class person. He's a guy that we'll like to have here as a Bengal. He's a good man. You know, his story is unbelievable, so you'll be able to write some great stories about it. And hopefully we can get him to be a great player. You know, Jay and I were talking earlier today about, because we had watched some more tape on him earlier, and he said, you know, when's the last 6'8 defensive lineman that you saw in the NFL? And I said, Too Tall Jones.
Right.
So, you know, but the guy's got, and he plays real, real hard. He can run like a deer. He's got great strength. You know, we just got to point him in the right direction. And you know, like Marvin said earlier, you know, those guys in that room, the Gathers and the Michael Johnsons and Dunlaps and those guys, they'll help him.
With as tall as he is, has he shown any issues in terms of, and I'm always talking about leverage and being able to play low, you know, being that tall, that's got to be an issue, is it?
Well, I mean, you know, he's not the only guy that you always have to talk to about staying down low. I mean, I talk to Michael Johnson on that almost every single day. You know, I say, Mike, what can you do better on this play? And he say, lower. So, you know, he will have the same issues because of his height. But in the same token, his height is also an advantage when he's rushing the passer and arms up and blocking field goals and, you know, those kind of things too. So, but he has as good a getting off the football as anybody I've seen in this draft, and so that's really his number one asset. Is he's got great speed, and getting off the ball is phenomenal. So you know, now we've got to teach him some technique, and you know, we knew that he doesn't use his hands quite as well as he should, and you know, but that's a lot. You know, he hasn't been playing football but a couple years.
Four years.
What was his first football? Was it here
at SMU?
It was.
Yep. He came here to he was on the track team.
Yeah, he was a discus thrower, right?
Discus or shot, I'm not sure exactly what, but
they canceled the program, and he was going to have to go back to Croatia.
Estonia.
Sorry.
Still not quite sure where it is.
I'm going to get in trouble. I know I'm going to get in trouble for that. I know. Hey. And then, but anyway, they talked him into trying out for football, and you know, he got better each and every year. But the guy is an unbelievable athlete. So the story is, you know, and then he actually had joined the military.
Right. When he had to go, I think, for a couple years maybe.
To serve in the
military. Before he came over. But talking to June Jones, their head coach, when I went down there to work him out, you know, basically what they did with him was they had to just show him, you know, how to put on equipment and all that stuff. But to the young man's credit, he was able to go out, you know, the first thing they did with him and how he's blocked all these kicks, the first thing they taught him was that. So, you know, and that's maybe why he has such a good get off, but he really worked at that. They said, well, let's just do this with him. So his first year, they just kind of worked him in special teams, getting his hands up, getting a push, getting his hands up, and just teaching him the game. And they have some experienced coaches down there at SMU that really, you know, helped him so that it wasn't overwhelming to him, you know. And he has gotten better as time has gone. And now he's got to come here and in a professional situation and go out and daily get better. And that's what we'll do with him. And he has great people to learn from. He's probably older than most of the guys, except for Robert, and he's right on Robert's tail, I think. But other than that, he's older than Gino and Carlos and Michael, and for sure still in Brandon. So, you know, we'll see.
He's 26.
Yeah.
But I guess you would consider him a young 26, given he has room to grow in the game and not
sure.
a lot of dread.
Football-wise, he's about 12.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know.
But he's an exceptionally hard worker. I mean, you watch this guy play on tape, and he's running all over the field. And, you know, I don't want us to sound like he's, you know, just learning the game, because he is, I mean, he's a good prospect. Yep. But he's just learning more and more about it, and but he plays real hard. And we were watching tape today, and I said to him, you know, when he cleared a couple offensive linemen, his acceleration to the quarterback was as good as I've seen
yep.
from anybody. And so, you know, he has a lot of things he does really, really well.
Sure.
This kind of a situation like last year at defensive tackle, where you don't have to immediately plug and play, just bring him along?
That was part of the intrigue about him a little bit, was because we knew we didn't have to push him in there right now. We have a good group of defensive linemen, and he can kind of learn from there, and we can look for ways to incorporate him into the defense as we get going, you know, whether it be pass rush or, you know, an extra down lineman or something in certain situations. But, you know, we're not counting on him to come in and be the starter right away, but that was why we liked him. You know, we weren't looking, that's not what we were looking for. We were looking for a guy that we can hit a home run on.
You guys got a hell of a basketball team at defensive end now. 6'8", 6'5", 6'6".
We do. We look good getting off.
Power forwards. Got a bunch of power forwards.
We look good getting off the bus.
Power forwards and, you know, stuff like that. So it'll be interesting, you know, just getting him in there. And maybe he'll teach us some foreign language. I don't know.
You know how he learned? As a matter of fact, here's another that I remember him saying this in the interview. You know how he learned English? He talks English great.
Yeah.
He learned it from watching movies,
yeah.
American movies.
Yeah.
That's how he learned how to speak. I mean, the guy it's an unbelievable story. It really is. And he speaks better than me.
Yeah, he's fluent. I mean, he's fluent, you know, and that was the thing. Some of these guys we're talking about, the Anza kid, this kid, you know, Jesse Williams,
Warner.
You got four guys that are foreign-born players that you're evaluating to play in the National Football League. You know, it's crazy. But that's how big this game is. You know, it's going up, going global. That's a great thing. I think that's what the commissioner wants, right?
Should have heard the yelling when we got on the phone with him. It was great. His family and all the people there, whoever he's with.
Those were some expensive tickets to get over here.
That was a lot of fun. Hopefully it'll be a great success story.
Have you guys Googled where Estonia is? Can you tell me?
Eastern Europe, a foreign.
I know it was in Russia.
Right?
Yeah. It was one in Russia. Russian republics. Probably along the Black Sea or.
Like towards Scandinavia, kind of up that way.
Not that far. North.
Not that far north. Okay.
When you see how big he is and the measurables and 17 block kicks and all of this stuff, when you watch this guy on tape, is it like, holy cow, who is this freak?
Well, especially when you watch him at the combine. I mean, the combine was unbelievable. You know, I think he was right near the top of every category.
He was the strongest bencher and fastest D lineman, I want to say.
But but when you watch him on tape, it's not all the time you see it, but there's enough flashes that you see, and you go, wow, this guy can really run. He can accelerate. He, you know, he's got strength. You know, all the things that you're looking for. So, you know, that's why. I mean, this is a good situation for us and him that. You know, that we can teach him how we want it done, and he's going to learn a new defense a little bit. You know, defensive line is defensive line, but, you know, it's a little different techniques, and I think we can use his ability in our system a little bit better.
When you guys were at the combine and he's doing all this stuff, was there kind of a buzz with coaches, like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, there was, yeah. I mean, you know, they all look at their watches and, like, what did you get? You know, it's one of those.
I was down on the field, so, you know, I didn't really know how well he had done. I just knew he was running really fast, you know. But he's, you know, he's going to be an interesting guy, and we're going to work his butt off, and he'll, you know, he'll probably not understand some things Zim says to him some days. That'll be good, you know.
So Marcus has picked up on American swear words?
I'm sure he will.
Not for me.
Not me neither. Not me neither. It would be Paulie and Hammer will get him.